Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. If your mother, your father's mistake is not your lesson, but your mistake also, oh, that is dangerous, sweet. That is very dangerous. It will be our day. And you may, I am just asking you to avoid generation. If your mother, your father's mistake is not your lesson, but your mistake also, oh, that is dangerous, sweet. That is very dangerous. It will be our day. And you may, I am just asking you to avoid five top mistakes. Number one, I said, rush or haste. Number two, waste. Number three, wrong financial commitments. People are making commitments that, I mean, are regrettable. I know a gospel musician, you know, that was taking advantage of this young, beautiful girl. Her father is a chief. And convinced will be a dish yak with money. This young pastor is taking advantage of this young lady. On an antenna for 1 year, 2 months. And then 1 year, we're two of you, no better if you have a tunnel over here. We didn't agree on it. No bills, did all this, and then I the capital. I'm away. It's kind of piling up. It was over 20,000 cities. About 20,000 cities, not there, maybe I'm very persuaded. Come on. Then I'll call the ministry phone when he talks to me, speaks to Mama Rita, narrates the story. And then Mama Rita is asking, and then I would tell me, tell her me a book, I see your son. You know, and I'm going to talk about the four mistakes. Tell me a book, I see your son. The fourth mistake is what I call love blindness. The blindness of love. Oh, who signs in it now, but they refuse to acknowledge it. When the people say, I'm here, we're here, we're here, we're here, but oh, don't know. We see you are dealing with a representative. I've been married 23 years. When I got married, I was a boy. Now I'm growing up with my children because I got married very early. Should time go back? A prayer college can be moved from, you know, a prayer college. Maybe I will not marry as quick or early as that. And I will tell you why. The warrior prayer. Our first 5 to 10 years was too much. The childbearing ages was too much. Struggle was just too much. Sometimes when I look at some of the pictures, did they carry in some of our children? Say, oh, good room. I could have done better. I tell you, you know, the marriage was too early. Financially, we were weak and fragile. And number two, we didn't have our young son, you know, like. I wish I sat in meetings and forums like this and somebody taught me that the fact that Owari Sofono doesn't mean it's going to work because Sofono Oye Nipa. But that time, maybe you should be a mistake. Nipa Mawishiano, who are your representative? The real person will come later. The real person. Ewu nso bo so tro. Sofo bi ni ni yire eko weja. Bona sin aso na me so ka. Those are the real people. Representatively, a lololo shandala ayayaya. It doesn't exist. It is not real. Take it from me. If I've been married 23 years, I can tell you some things that are real. You see, it doesn't exist. Lololo shandala ayayaya. What are we talking about? What talent? It was shocking to see a poor solid one. This person will be the same person who will challenge, challenge. You'll be shocked. You know, you will be shocked. You will not be shocked. So when you saw you preaching to say, if you do, you know, everyone passionately and all that kind of thing. Maybe I want to call a sorry retreat to a baby. More prayer garden. More. This person is trying to squeeze your breast. Hey, come on, there I am. When I want to find a serious, someone the home is that. To that person, you know, anything goes. If he was telling me a story about, you know, a bright pastor of a very prominent church, who was sleeping with church people in the name of the love of God. And it was an indoctrination that had gone on, but when you love people, you need to show them affection and all stuff like that. And the people believed it. The people believed it. Their tears is here. Take it for instance that, you know, you are not making the mistake of getting married without any knowledge of the marriage. Now you have the opportunity, you are sitting here and you are hearing the mind of God, which is a great thing. I am going to read you Proverbs chapter 1 and let me read possibly verse number 4, 3 and 4, possibly. Somebody, you know, be a help to me, no screens here. You can read it for me, I will appreciate it. Hallelujah. Proverbs 1. Verse number 3 and 4. Anybody is fine. You can stand and read.
To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment.
Give that person, give him a microphone and let him talk to us.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse
3. All right. Go on. Okay, let's start from verse 1 so we can have an understanding of what we are talking
about. The Proverbs of Solomon, the king of
Israel. Read.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Know wisdom and instruction. Perceive the words of understanding.
I'm taking it again. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 downwards. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning.
That is where I want you to get hold of. A wise man will hear. We are here to learn and act. Learn and act. Serious. To go and learn. Can somebody explain to me why many of our gospel musicians in a particular 4-5 years on the stretch went through a crazy shakeup. Can somebody explain to me about Papa Christie? Abena Ophelia, Esther Smith. You know, I'm a boy man, and I have a son, or a regime. I'm talking about anointed and gifted people. Marriage is testimony. Straight. Just like that. Recently, Joy's blessing. Or him and mercy. Sister, we didn't come here to Joy. The enemy is after you. Marriage will cause your brain to burst with the wrong person. Like in the past. Those people don't share their experience because it's too painful. Be a one turn of that, wouldn't I be pen? I would chin up there, it is a new one. What cassa be a hand pine cassa? That is painful. Would be a one turn of that, that is painful. That is very painful. That is painful. I don't know how open I can be with you. But sometimes when I know something that I even cannot communicate, then you could tell that the whole thing was a mistake from the beginning. It was a mistake from the beginning. Come on. I won't offend you. Nyami ayo. Sister, maybe worry. Men damage you. There are people like this is why I'm telling you, avoid the number one mistake. Don't trash. Marriage is not competition. It's not competition. We'll be able to now worry until I got married at 22 and I'm saying that should I have the opportunity, maybe I would have waited a bit, gather some kind of knowledge and experience before. Or even if he gets married at 45. She's enjoying her marriage. Indeed, the fact that we are married here at 40 should not tear the American. I said in love talks, it is better to be married at 45 to the right person and enjoy marriage or life for all your life than to be married at 18 to the wrong person, get divorced, and be a divorcee for the rest of your life. So, don't rush. So I brought single people together so that they can learn and add to what they already know. Hallelujah. To what? And so, love and blinded people, you know, or a sufferer, or a musician, especially when you are a bit famous. People do not want to know. Sometimes you realize that this person, what he is doing is wrong. It is against the word of God. It is against my faith. It's against my conviction. You know, Bible teaches me a lot of lessons. If I want to marry a Muslim girl, the criteria is unbudging, uncompromising. You want to be, you will have to convert to be a Muslim. And people are ready to go through that because they love somebody. Our people don't have that kind of conviction. They can go down the lane with you. It's so shocking, guys. Whilst we are here, please don't be blind until one morning you wake up and ask, how did I get into all this? Because you have been blinded all this while. Last mistake, pleasure. Pleasure. Oh, it's a big mistake that many people are in. Pleasure. They go beach, they travel, picture, and all that. The guy's so sweet. Man, he's so romantic. You are still dealing with the representative. The real person is not out yet. Hallelujah. Pleasure. Oh, the guy is, you know, let's have a party, you know, carry you somewhere. And sometimes the pleasure is against the word of God. Say, brother, it's hard, you know, brother, people don't even think about it. It's shocking and amazing to me that, you know, somebody can invite you on Valentine's Day to a nightclub. And we forget that we are Christians. Oh, my man invited me to the beach. It's good to go to the beach. But what are we doing there? What is activity? I want to know. Pleasure. Let me tell you. Sex is not marriage. And marriage is not sex. I made this statement one of the laptop. And some young men started, you know, raising a debate. If sex is not marriage, what is it? I said, that's a good question. Now, come and learn. Because if you marry somebody who feels that marriage is sex only, you have no plan. One of our daughters got married, and her husband sleeps with this girl six times a night. Six times in one night. Six times in one night. In Accra, in this economy, and she's going to get up in the morning to go to work. Six times in the night. And she wants it every day. He wants it every day. He wants it every day. And the girl cannot talk about it because if she talks about it, she's not a submissive wife. She doesn't respect me. She doesn't want me to sleep with her. Really? Let me get something to you and play up something. And then God bless you, my darling. After that, we can be able to continue. I found this content in the news thing that we ran recently, I think it was yesterday, you know, it was the day who was pointing it to me. And so I will want to try and see if I can play the soundbite to you, and then we can be able to cruise from there. Hallelujah. Your amen is too weak. You are here. So let me quickly go get that particular and then play it to you. And then I will use it as a case study. And then we take it from there. Hallelujah. Praise God. What's today's date? The first. Bear with me because I really want to play this to you, and then we can be able to. If people can go through things like this, then I think that all of us will have to be able to wake up and smell a cup of coffee. All right. Now, let me play this. Slept with, according to her, 1,000 men. What a waste. What a waste. Over 1,000 men. Maybe this is a half. Wow. All right, let me talk to you quickly. The first thing tonight I will want to bring your attention to as a single person is that you can be married to the right person and enjoy the rest of your life. But marriage must be based on direction. So the first thing is direction. It's not just, you know, he's a nice guy, he's a sweet girl. No. Before we will come to physique, appearance, and all that, direction. A man is like a bus. If I hop on it, it should be going somewhere. I cannot hop on a bus and it's standing in one place with bus tires. And see, if I hop on a bus, the bus should be taking me somewhere. If I get on a plane, the plane should be taking me somewhere. So I'm talking about direction. If I cannot buy into your vision, I can't marry. So I want to talk to the ladies first. Before you say yes, there must be direction. Where are we going? First. No, not just I'm going to be a baby-making machine, sex object. No. We are going to share friendship, support, transparency, trust, respect. We are going to share values, but there must be a direction. There must be a direction. We must be able to have a place where we are going. If there is no direction, then we cannot be together. Am I communicating? There must be a direction. I know you are young, you are hot, meaning so be poor to papa. I know you are going to be hot, sexy, and all that kind of thing. But that is not the issue. Well, Elijah will know. So this, I'm not going there too much. I am just telling you, let's get the basics right. Before a man says, ask yourself, where is the direction? What direction are we going? We should be able to understand that. Hallelujah. Number two, purpose. Any relationship without a purpose will not last. Sweetie, take it from me. It won't last. If they didn't thought that, oh, my friend, ain't in, I'm in a team. I'm a friend, I'm finishing, and I say, they left. So what is the essence of that group marriage? Very soon, we will be left alone in our house. So if I don't know how to connect, the chemistry is not good, it's going to be a very, very, very painful settlement. The children will be married, they go to their house, and all that. My mother calls me a lot. Because she has disease. She calls me a lot. Oh, hi, mom, hi, dad. And that's it. Purpose. Now, my wife is marrying purpose. My purpose, I'm marrying a purpose. Not person, not personality. That is secondary. Purpose. We can sleep on the same bed for over a month. No sex. Purpose. I know, say, oh, mama, because more know you coming out, you know, when you get married, I know it's good because that's where you need to make the babies and get pumped and all that kind of thing. More worry, I can understand. 4 times a night, you know, 7 days a week and all that kind of thing. One or baby, can you go to? You get what I mean? Yeah. But purpose. I'm going to be married to purpose. And yes, we are worried to be smart, worried, you know, we are share 3 rings, and I'm also in 3. No. Get it right. Get it right. Purpose. And the interior one. What is the objective? What is the plan? So, if we don't get these things right, you will realize that 3, 4 years, 5 years down the line, there is no. A very great man of God called me one afternoon. Today, you know, in that particular year, the call came through. He said, Papa, say something to me. I said, why? He said, my wife is Jesus frustrating. A call came through, prophet of God. You know, it came from a woman of God who is now, you all know, over the place. And then called it in. And then he said, tell my husband to sign the check. Tell my husband to sign the check. And he said, what is going on? The man says, I'm going to preach, but she has locked the door. And then they said everything. They will not listen. So she brought the phone. And I said, excuse me. If you respect us, open the door and let him go. But Papa, he's not taking care of his responsibility. Meanwhile, sorry, man, go. Now, what should my man tell you? The man told me, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Lord. Sometimes they just say, you know, you're ready to say to run to have worship. So, mommy, I can lie to you. It was a worship and it was a worship. A representative, they look nice. But when the real person appears, it will be you. Then they open the door. The guy goes to work for the Lord. And this girl is furious. And how long can you go on like that? Because there is more purpose. But I am sweetie, say, so what am I telling you? I'm not joking. Sister Marco, I'm not joking. Ghana Commercial Bank. Oware so for you up a bit in us. It took me not to talk about our reform. It took me not to talk about be a way about Ghana Commercial Bank as a manager. It took me not to talk about the human journey. And that is the Jesus that took on the Buddha who a fresh suffering was royal saluted. You don't know what the achieve. You don't can say it's you. The girl died at a, you know, 41 years old. Frustration. Sister, make you come across someone who be told you. Or you might have a person because of job. Any relationship without purpose is a waste. It's a waste. There must be a purpose. Forget about the whole, you know, the heart, so you know, Charlie, two away there, the fat ass and the tight, creamy pussy. Oh, yeah, it's a tight pussy. The people here, including this man of God, they all want tight pussies. Oh, nah, they want pussy. Man of God, where you were near to John? They all want tight poses. It's even though they are praying, Shaman Gummy, Amen Gummy. Ah, so they shall have put it. Yeah. They want tight poses. You know, have you met small tight poses? What is all this type of creeps all about? What is all these creeps about? Cream, baby, fire, what is it about? What is it about? Prophet, the cream will chew on my head. Rubbing creams. Why am I wanting to be with me myself? And chew my boy, and then my control. And to a 40, I chew my own boy, and then my control. You are behaving like you don't know what I'm talking about. It will shock and amaze you the number of virgins who are here. Virgins, say, what did you want to do now about me? I told you that, my God. Hallelujah. So everybody must be able to gravitate towards purpose. Purpose. If there is no purpose, you realize that, you know, there's no point. If it do, baby, you know, and you're my friend, if it's free for your own fat, and that shit, and all that. You see all these beautiful people sitting there? Yeah? Obia will be to your culture will say, in the next 20 years, you will still have this form. It's a lie. It's a lie. Umian Sanai Elum. It's either you will shrink or you will bloat. One of them will come to the picture. Oh yeah. And let me tell you, sweetheart, by the time I'm able for a real, life will be your teacher. My sweetheart, they're carrying babies. My friend will teach you. They are a whole ministry of their own. Serious. That my friend shall with you. That is a lesson. There are people that today, if I meet them and I say to them, people so who be in camera now? Who miss them who will teach you say, meh. Never again. Hallelujah. And so we all come to that particular place where we have to be able to gravitate towards purpose. Number three, I want to talk to you about choice. I said relationship is a choice. But I will go further to talk about who I choose. Did they have a choice not to marry me? Because when I wanted to marry her, somebody was also making a serious advance. You know, so she had to make a choice. Suffer now, who is broke? And this other guy, who is a banker, now he's a manager to one of the fine banks, you know. I don't want to mention the name because he won't get through. Yeah, so she had to make a choice. Brooks of all Bamka, which one? It's a choice. I will not behave like I am here trying to talk to people who have never tasted relationship before and they are now wanting to make a choice. No. I am talking to people who have had relationship disappointed, betrayed, hurt, bruised, crushed. Those are the people I'm talking to. Anna Bajo. Afena Maba Amuriu Biawari Anna. Hurt, bruised. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Be real. Yeah, warrior, keep cow, yeah, put out, yeah. Ya pusao, ya pusao, ya wosso. Ya wobeo. Ya all the things. You know, it's so painful when you love somebody but the person doesn't love you as you love him. It feels like you are pushing yourself. And the person is also pushing you away. My teachings are not acting hypocritical. I'm talking about real stuff. Of friend of fire. Or member of fire stories. Important meetings, not the real thing. Sometimes you think about it and you're asking yourself, what is this? Ushia no non tesa. Me catch yourself when the person can afford their intentions. That's where all the things come. Ushia no non tesa. So everybody that is seated here should be able to know certain things and get it clear. Ubi nyeska, say Christ in Tibibu. Ubi hili winyamiasi. This time, oh boy. And you see that, Jim? You run up, oh, you don't run up, I will run up. But who will be that? Who will be that? One of the painful things is when you are cheated upon. You are being faithful, and somebody is cheating. How will baby feel when she opened our bedroom door one day and come to see a plus-size woman on top of a few? Hey, sister, this is you cannot even imagine it. How will she feel? Everybody did my bread all this year. Choice is important. And this is why I want to give you a clue. Forget about the glamour. Something may not look nice right now, but it will look very polished very soon. Sometimes the person who is the right person is broke. When you say the gracious, they will be broke and they don't want it. Last week I was telling the lady, I said, baby, sir, but you need bread, but you said you know, if you don't have anything, you killed yourself for him. It doesn't exist anymore. You know, it doesn't exist anymore. Pass your new friend, you want to go to me for me right next day. And you can leave in that river. But the right person sometimes is good. The right person sometimes needs a little push. And that will be it. The right person sometimes needs a little encouragement. The right person sometimes needs a little prayer. As I'm speaking to you, one of my daughters in America is crying bitter. American passport. I feel the banana in the which we do me 2 weeks online. Miss Alma, I don't know, Miss Alma. And all that. These are some of the painful things. And so I will leave you with a clue for a choice. If you are looking for somebody, I am in the bumper, you are in the time, will be here, are you ready? Not because of fun and enjoying your body and your money, your privileges and opportunities. Deeply and seriously, you are looking for somebody to share your life. Saying you have a relationship, this, that, 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 and all that kind of thing. You can love all over again. If you are looking for somebody like that to begin life with, number one, begin with somebody who is soundly born again. Let's start from there. Soundly born again. Not just born again. They are soundly born. Only Christ to me. Start from all nonsense with that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm serious. I was telling my crusade team yesterday in our review meeting. After every crusade, we have a review meeting. And I was telling them in the radio meeting, I said to them, there are people even in our team who are not born again. We are preaching to souls, but I have people of my own team who are not saved. They only have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. So, before we go to question and answer time, we say, if you will be or you are born again. When we say somebody is born again, Jesus said, except the man be born of water and the spirit. Water is the word, and the spirit is anointed. Neither do we deep. That's how we put it. If a man is not born again, if they are exposed to your we need pray. I know a gospel music and it will be 3 houses. Very just they don't just get up and say, I have to force you. It's in the simple idea where you're born again. Now what is how you're born again here? No, that's the question. Are you born again? What is that? And what you will be? Decision is God's mind, God's way before you make decisions. And if we make such decisions, I don't think that we can impregnate ourselves and just stop coming to church, give birth to children, resurface, and that kind of life. When you're born again, you are abusing the grace of God. They didn't have a big ass, and then I will start my question and answer time. When we get born again, then found the lady. The person will come and sit here looking for even an opportunity to mess. Let me take a break. Okay, singles, I mean, go ready. Will be done by how we do it. Sister, brother, can I have your number? No, I can't have it. We are adults and getting ready to be married. But it will amaze and shock you. And now, my dear friends, where will you meet now? First 3 months, no more what is. I'm not even going back here. 3 months. No more what is. Do I mean? I knew this woman 2 weeks. I proposed to her. Another 2 weeks. We had our engagement. Another 2 weeks. We were married. 6 months. We had the own to do. AGDA. Just a week by their faith. AGDA, 23 years by the grace of God. It has worked. 6 weeks we were married. It was not, you know, I remember Fia Bidia Ramo, the senior man, baby, who better than who? Because you will share, sure. So, they said, you want to design you, you know, the guy, or go and do my son, the court, there, the woman, and the chief, you know, man, So I will repeat this as I close. When we are courting and we are in our courtship process, we don't cook for a man. We don't rush for a man. We don't sleep in a man's house. I will repeat. We don't cook for a man. We don't rush for a man. We don't sleep in a man's house. It's a open track. Open door. I have proven it. Proving it. Young man, I knew her from Tema. The young man was living at a shop. She comes from Tema every Friday, you know, sleeps with him, cooks, wash, and all that. They've been doing it for 9 years. We'll be back as the age. We'll hear the 2 years. Growing up. Finally, he didn't marry because of the whole closing stages. You are meeting sexual gratification. You are meeting a need. You are doing those things. Now, let me talk to you about the last thing and we go to question and answer time. Value. Value. What value do you place on yourself? Everybody here is a brand. You are a brand. You are a product. You determine your price based on your content. I will say that again. You are a product. You determine your value based on the content and the price. That is how you portray yourself and present yourself. You know. If you go be Tiana or women, you know, you're watching me from anywhere, from around the world, I just need you to get this straight. Abigail, if you cannot put a value on your own life, nobody will. People will just take you for granted, period. She mama written and said, no, but that's not worried. But then the value number four. Brought your value down. if I can do that to you, I can do that to somebody else, else we are married. Ah, wouldn't that faithful man? The last time we had our ladies' night, you were sharing with us something. People can abuse you in a nice way. I will say that again. People can abuse you in a nice way. You feel like I'm here with me to me, never go away. Because of that. Recently, people are abusing people in the name of marriage. Look at what I played to you. A woman is sleeping with countless men, paying the bills of a man. Where is the value? You see, the person with visa, that's what the Bible said. Well, you're part of poor. He brings a value. Me poor. Etene ana esuche enyunepa. Niku is proud of her. Or you're part. Why me benya? Me poor value. So it depends on how you see yourself. The value you place on your own life. As I close, I want to talk to you and tell you, don't leave this place. It does not matter the mistakes you have made. It's part of your learning. I don't care what mistakes you have made. Why don't we see what? I mean, Pastor Steve, this is what I realized. People don't make too many mistakes until they start related. I'm in love with this person. And then the mistakes start. But those mistakes are part of your learning. They are necessary. It has to come. If it doesn't come out, you learn. So I finish up by telling you that I don't care the mistakes you have made. Those lessons, those mistakes are lessons that you need to, you know, gather to start a new page. And if you are starting a new page, then these lessons tonight must be able to add to what you have already learned. Seriously, they have to add to what you have already learned. Before you say, yes, I do. Say that. Praise God. I'm going to give 15 minutes for our question time, and I'm going to close on time. You know, even as. So let me do a recap of my lesson number one, direction. Lesson number two. Lesson number three, choice. Lesson number four, value. Let me add one to it and then we close. Preparation. Once you are going through all the phases, because it's all part of your preparation. So take serious note of all that. God is preparing you. You are like with Esther, preparing you to lead his people. I don't think that in marriage is as well. One of our daughters' children is in this school. Very beautiful girl. Got married to a lay pastor. Pastor. As I'm speaking to you right now, Pastor Nebian Hilda. I need to absorb one of the children. Some of the bills you have said. No one can say, oh, life is taking a toll on her. I know one of our daughters in church, her children is in this school as well. Got married to this guy. That was not marriage, baby. Was it a marriage, did it? Ukrumune, was it marriage? It wasn't marriage. And the bear man, they me inside. And I bear man, no, in your stroke, and these children are not going to school because they can't afford even uniform. So I brought all of them here and gave them all scholarship to study. Boys are brightly intelligent, amazing boys. But I want the girl to walk me away. I'm going to the pool. We are Pasiaba, the Bible name. We are Pasiaba, Obakasia, the Bible name. But Kakreya Fabusu, so we are Madriba. This is the time to close the gates and focus on these boys until you are saved. Will open their legs even when they are still mourning their husbands. That is what they want. I'm speaking only to the wives. Please avoid those five top mistakes and go home with five lessons. First lesson is, I want to know that you are going with it. Number one lesson, number two, number three, number four, and the last one. Let's say that again. Number one, direction. When you wake up every morning, even you ask yourself, to which direction am I going today? Direction. Number two, purpose. When I say purpose, what I mean is meaning. Your life must have a meaning. The relationship must have a meaning. There was a nurse that I met in London, and she was telling me, when this guy touches me, he's kissing me, I'm cringing. I said, why did you give your heart to him then? So I don't know, it's like, you know, family pressures and all that, they appreciate me. Okay, so let me say three things and then we'll close. Don't marry a person because of pressure. Two, don't consider somebody a married person. Three, do not negotiate when you are hungry. You are hungry. Sabre, the common term. You are negotiating. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't marry people because you need help. Lastly, don't marry people because you are growing. No. Say amen. I have 15 minutes. Let's talk. Anybody, give them a microphone and let's do that. Yeah. Somebody wants to have you have a question? Anything we talk about? Or anything generally about relationship and marriage? And then I release it to go home. Tomorrow we have a service, really. You want to talk to me? Anything? Somebody? Oh, and you're profound, you can't, but you can be here. I don't see him to grow, but I never have. Anything you want to talk to me? Say amen. All right. You want, yes, sir. The gentleman, give him a microphone. What's your name and your question?
Yes, I'm an est.
Let us talk to you.
Okay, I just want to ask your mind or strategy on people say, you know, I want a rich guy, you know, a guy with money before might be too acceptable close up. Maybe you have a strategy on that.
From the man's side or from the woman's side?
From the man's side.
Well, life is not easy. Everybody who have become successful, it took a process and time for them to be rich. You can see all these very rich people, their wealth came between when they were 45 and 65. I mean, when they became very, very rich. If you want to be very rich before you get married, then you are going to push your marriage, you know, until you come into the middle part of your age or your life. What I am going to encourage you to do, marry early, but not as early as I could. You ask my opinion, what ages do you feel is right to be married? 25 to 35, I will say that. I got married at 22. I think that the struggles were just too much and from the beginning, and also we were not too knowledgeable. Like you are seated here and you are hearing the principles and the concept of marriage and relationship as related or regarding God's will. And so I will say, like, 25, get married to your kind. One of the young men in church is married, but I look at the way they are struggling and I could tell that we are far beyond a kind. When you pick it beyond your kind, you know, the woman feels that I did a favor to you and that kind of thing. She got back with the milk. We are our kind, you know. Yeah. We need to be nippy. Be married to your kind. O tebrofo, ubin tebrofo. Now, o persemo wale ya. Brofo di e kasa, ubin tinesia. But, se ubi kusku dru, baby. Na, obe wale ubi fri nukru muku eti ya na bome ya. They are going to have problems. Because the same thing they tell you, okay, baby, na correcto. One can hear na correcto. It is not because of kabrofo na na correcto. Kukaki, na, it's not a corrector, can't cry, a corrector. And so at a point you may feel that and be an accurate, be an accurate. But who said, you know, the relationship is not comfortable at a point anymore. Let's say that a lawyer is getting married to the market woman in America. They are going to have problems. You know, the lawyer is saying, I have filed a stay of execution. You know, so if my brother can see for a free person. They are going to have problems. So marry your kind. Then we get married. And then we grow together. And then we get married. Oh, we are kind. Teacher, me, I can get somebody who works in the ministries, who, you know, work with government agencies, department, or whatever. And then we get married. Now, we are on our level. But me, you know, I am, me, tears is here. And I said, I'm married and I am confused now. I'm going to pay me those. Because, you know, the people don't know why they want fame, they want money, they want, you know, and they also want to enjoy who you are. You know, it's a woman, that kind of thing. But they don't see the responsibility that goes with it. You know, they see the glamour and all that kind of thing. Made to open, you know, and you maintain how you might suffer. Obi pese we did suffer at him on the bed for suffer. And we be a walk with me. I suffer no walk and I said, but good to him, and so. And you know, and he will be done the bed, and we're not going to tea. But obviously, we did it for that. Marry your kind. And to answer the gentleman's question, do not go in for somebody who feels like they are doing you a favor. Never do it. It won't work. One of our daughters did like that. A gentleman who opened with my time and me, pay with my time and me, because a person who pleases him. Mama Wari here just said, Deb Bia Tokwa, as I'm speaking to you, the marriage of God. So go for your kind and don't get rich before you were married. Marry as you want. And the Lord will bless you all together. Because, said, me mare ena me ye kufi udru no areta shia no noa. Ye mi se kuku bi ya pebe. Be any hour pebe. But right now there, me mkanchi o se me pe umbrabe triyama. Yeah. So, the Lord bless you. Any question? Next. Please. Yes, my dear. Your name? All right. Put the microphone on. Let the microphone be on.
To me, I wonder if there's anything for them, because starting from January to December, and I've paid attention and see that people think there's nothing for now. Perhaps the days of you and Mama Rita fine. But these days, but when someone approaches you, this guy should promise you bed of roses, maybe a bed of roses, Papa. In your last, you said you shouldn't get married because of societal pressure, gratitude. People are getting married because their political block is taken and they just want to get married and give birth fast. When I see married couples and the way they talk to each other, I wonder what's wrong with them. Pardon me. But to say the truth, to me, love is something. It's that lives in our mind. People can pretend, but my worry is that how can you read between the lines? Because some guy can just tell you things that will sweep out your feet. You cannot even read between the lines. Thank you.
Real love does not fake. Real love does not pretend. Real love does not vaunt itself. Real love is real. I met a lady in London who asked me a question. Money and love, which one do you like, Prophet? I have tasted money, but I want love. I looked at her and I said, I want both. She said, no, choose one. I said, well, then I won't choose any. And then she said to me, "Me poo be a bit too many nasty. Me a grow me poo be a bit too many nasty, Jimmy." That was how she put it, and I understood what she meant. Me poo be a bit too many nasty, Jimmy. They can come. They are married, and they are all naked virtually in the room. They can play and all that, and they are not thinking. I said, "Me be king, send up a fan." Which mood is he in today? She said, I don't like that. And that is love. That's real love. You know, be a you decide, you know, and then you call laugh talk. Yeah, you know, those people, that's how they go and talk about it. She said, you can't get your liberty. No. Now, Grace, let me tell you, love exists. Love is real. And when you find love, Jesus, when you find love, you will know when you find out. Thank you. Next, please. Francis, talk to us.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for such wonderful opportunities to learn and
God bless you.
My own is, I don't know, it's just a Something I'd like to say, that maybe you can direct me as you say. There's this neighbor nearby who sometimes we are free and I'm used to discard Bibles, lessons and stuff. So he saw that no, he's a gentleman. I really love the things of God. So one day he invited me to his church, and as a new person has come, they, oh, that's a new person, who shake hands. So he just shook hands with a lady with me. So later on, the dad passed on. We went to his hometown. I saw the lady again. He said, he waved at me. I was waving. I'm not thinking anything. But later on, anytime the guy comes and says, ah, is it that lady that I introduced you? He's asking about you and he's interested in us. What's about it? Because I just.
What's all this? What's all this?
But I think prior to that, he's a good material, he's someone who is productive. Maybe if I make the move, he's some kind of a good married material. I said, well, I'm not yet married and I'm still praying that God will guide me to the right person. So I'm saying that. The other thing, where he's close, can I just take care as a friend? But maybe, hello, dear sister, how are you doing? Which we know, darling.
Well, I don't know whether it's Christian pimping or whatever. I don't know if there is anything like that that exists. Anyway, people can introduce people. Like, yeah, hey, somebody can meet somebody and get married. Yeah. And it is, you know, you never know where you are going to meet the right person, in a plane, in church, at work, you know, by the roadside, your car broke down, somebody like the normal movie thing they do, you know, somebody came fix your car, you got married, that kind of thing. Yeah. I've got fit of food now, go ahead. You know. But, I mean, you could be friends. But this friendship, there is a deposit, there is a residual psychological deposit that this person is interested in you. Now, this leads me to, can a woman propose to a man? No, says it. It's a question for debate. Yeah, it's a question for debate. But I will want to put it this way. You can be friends. You could get to know each other. You never know. Possibly the Lord is leading you to her. But what I don't like is that you have been programmed. Say, this person is interested in you. Indeed, even if you are trying to say hello, grandma, it comes with that tension. Sister Winnie is open and all. Do not be open. That is already in your mind. You know, it's a cow and a cow, devil's brand, land, no, you know, not a few group, which your book should be. We're about rumors who been one. You know, we mean that about rumors. You know, they are cut to table. And, you know, and in a relationship, you don't want something like that. Get to know people naturally. You know, oh, this guy is a friend. And like that, and that's how it should start. You know, we fall in love naturally. The flair is not somebody pushing somebody and all that, and yeah, that tenuous thing shouldn't be there. Hey, about BB to say like this, you invited somebody, come with me, and they follow you. You go into the movies, Majid or Pascal or to go to them too as a movie, we're going to see the movie, we go together, we watch our green video, today we close, we go home. I don't want a situation where we are in a room. I say, yeah, tomorrow, but you know, your penis is erected. We are in a room. And you know, no. It doesn't work. Those ones, foundation here wrong, and it doesn't last. Something that comes in a flare, I like you. It should start with, I like you. Not, I love you. Because love, they wouldn't tell us, I like you. I just started that. You know, we are in a place, somebody laughs like this guy, he laughs in a way, has a way of laughing. We're like, man, I like this guy. That's it, you know, I like this guy. Then he says, something that is going to work, it grows. And whilst it's growing, we get to know each other. And then one day comes to you and says, you know, I don't know why I have not proposed to you yet. I think I like you. And, you know, I think we connect. Let's get married. And like the lady said, when I said, oh, same. I think it is too blunt, too raw, too, you know, maybe you want me to get a ring and kneel down and, you know, and all that. It's all not real. And, you know, oh, that's where the drama, acting, that's where it is. But I prefer somebody and say, rather than to tell me, simple like that. Hallelujah. Next, please. Hi, sweet. Give her the microphone. Oh, don't get up. The baby is, you know, right there. Yeah. Be seated. Talk to me. It's fine. Okay.
Most of the time, what I ever maintain is that the womb may be open. And today, no one is found. And yes, whole challenge is all about the compassion in my soul. And it has happened several times. And it's also a problem. I have been more advice I'm in family. It's a bad job. And it's a bad
job. Okay. This is how I tell people. I train the ladies in church. If you want a relationship to have the decency and the honor, tell your pastor you love this lady and let your pastor do the connection. So when it comes to me, and I have done that for a couple of people, said, this lady or this gentleman, especially the people that came to me were gentlemen. Papa, my own sister, they don't know. So I pray about it and I call the person and say, is that as soon as he has an idiom, and then if you are interested, come and tell me. Then I can invite both of you and then we can get our families involved and then do that. Now let me tell you the advantages of that. Tell me that. So bear many persons disappointed in you. Because of the situations. And you want to catch a celebrity figures with it. Indeed, the people take advantage of you and drop you. But when they realize that there are authority figures with it, and I'm telling you why we got certain people in our lives. Mama Christie came into our lives at a time when we were having some craziness. We were in our first, second year of marriage. Papa Steve introduced Mama Christie to us. And we had our father in our lives at the time we needed him most. So that we couldn't make stupid decisions. Because of them, they were like the guarantees. It took very for me all my sitting in one. We didn't have a question, but we didn't see it because of that person. So what I am going to encourage you, you know, if that person could let to send your one way, And then we can pray about it. It may be the will of God. It's not in our culture. But look at the Bible way. King Ahasuerus wants a wife. He brings all the women in Susa. And the Bible said that they are going to go into like a pageantry for the king to choose a wife. The king wants a wife, but the women presented themselves. Without the presentation, the king cannot pick a wife. And the person that presented Esther was her pastor. Her pastor presented her. It's okay. I am going to present you to the king as a candidate. And I know that the God of heaven will grant you favor and it will. And so you, as an elderly Christian or a mature Christian, pray about it. And if the Holy Spirit is leading you on, we can get their pastors involved and do the connection. Not even if the same thing that our father's generation did. We'll be here. Catch your papa. Then old papa will go and do the background check. They will do all those things. And some of them, sorry, I'm not going to say, this year, this year, this year, whatever. What my background check is now? Yeah, I see a woman dancing here, and then your background check here. Jenny, yes. Next, please. Last but one.
Thank you very much. My name is Emmanuel. Please, I want to find out. My question has to do with piety.
Yes. And, as a God-fearing person, having the mind of Christ, I want to know how many ladies are we supposed to date at the same time?
In case if maybe the first one is not able to go through having the what he mentions on Galatians and some purpose and things, then he goes sits aside, then you go on to the next person. I just want to know, are we supposed to date 1, 2, 3, or 4? That's my question.
Thank you. It's a question. All right. You are not supposed to date more than one person at a time because it does not depict faithfulness. When we talk about love, love is faithful. The fact that I love somebody makes me faithful to that person. When I want to use the word faithful, maybe let me use a word that you can understand. Loyal and truthful to the person. So, like Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You either love one and hate another. So you cannot date two people at a time as a Christian. What is dating? It's just a period of observing somebody and trying to make a decision. There's a time of trying to settle down to determine a date when our decisions are made. It's a time of a period where we can study each other and make a decision. It is, you know, how can you even make a decision when there are three people? You know, so one person at a time. And I wouldn't even want to pick up somebody, drop the person, pick up another, drop the person, pick up another, drop the person. Before I tell you I want to marry you, I've done my homework. So if I make a decision, it should be a decision of as a Christian. Then we are going. Case closed. But the point is, this generation is such that little storm, they drop you. Little storm, they drop you. You are being too demanding, they drop you. You are being once you are too demanding. This is It won't work. You can have one, the sir. But to be a woman who pushes you to do things, you know, and the pressure I'm not doing, I can be a two way. But I can't need the power to say, get a job. Get a job. Put your creative skills to work. You know, and then we're living in a technological age, online businesses and all that. Do something so that you will not be, you know, and all that. And I thank God for the kind of women that are rising in the Church of Christ right now, because these are career women, very smart, intelligent women and all that kind of thing. So please, if you have something doing and you earn something, why will I demand something from you? If a person, I buy a gift for you, you know, we are you and I are there all. And it's not, it shouldn't be men only. Women giving gifts. And men should not take advantage of that. Because, so you see, 60% of the men represent the basic. 60%. For about treating car. So for that kind of women, you know, are the police kind of women, right? You know. No, I'm not joking. There are talking like specifically people like you, but there are people who are corporate women. It's an incorporated environment. You see the particular class of salary. We have the good speed band, the clearing agents, and all the FBI who should be. Hallelujah. Last question. With that high speed.
Papa, I'm Chasey.
Hi, Chasey. Talk to me.
Yes, but I want to know if there's any specific age gap we are supposed to look at when considering to marry someone.
Thank you. I think that, like, before we consider the age cloud, we should rather also consider the lessons of tonight. Direction. Purpose. Choice. Preparation and what are the value and preparation before even time. So timing not even coming. But let's say that we have considered all these things and we now want to make a decision. Now this is what I will say. Before we make it, like I said, 22 I thought was too early. Mary in the Bible was 18. And pushing a baby through the pelvic bones at 18 is not a joke. So then we're looking at some form of maturity before, you know. Remember, I'm in a first child, you know. Say, oh, mommy, I'm a boy. Oh, mommy, I'm a boy. But now it's your own child. And you are going to feel what it is. So I am going to say from 22, 23, you know, it's still stages of preparation, because if you're a career woman, that is where you've gotten your first degree, right? Now trying to get into the job market and all that kind of thing. So maybe 24, 25, you should be able to find your feet. What I mean by finding your feet, at least one year, maybe basically for your own self. You are not depending on a man for everything and then a woman for everything. You know, when I married the day at 22, there are certain things she came with, and we still have those things. I remember she had a radio. It was a cassette player. We still have certain things in our kitchen that she came with. You know, there are certain things that at least you should have. You know, you brought nothing to the table. Now, I have told the women, let's say that a gentleman proposed to you, he wants to get married to you, but he did it at the point where you had your own house. I'm not proud. I'm telling you, I'm not proud. Let's say that this house is your house. You own a school. You own a business. By the time that person comes into your life, proposes to you, you accept it. A man to the school will be done. Now raises his voice, it will be difficult. You see, the mind has a way of working. The conscious and the subconscious mind, it has a way of working. Or will we you know, as soon as you bend you, the mind will not cross its boundaries. But no, So put yourself together in a way. You know that in the next 5 years you'll be married, have your first one, second child. What is the preparation towards that particular time? There are men sitting here, you know, that in the next 4 years you'll be married. What is the preparation? What's the plan? If there is no plan, then, you know. So by the time 24, I think that you are in that place. But by the time a person is like 28, they also are more settled. Or you're in a juma, you know, when you experience can cry in life, and all that, by the time you have gone through the betrayals and all that, what will be power? And all the betrayals are very important. It gives you the exposure to be able to know who people are, the temperament of people, whether they are phlegmatic, choleric, you know, sanguine, you know, get them not to put them into a category, you know, and all that. Oh, I wonder, that's all true. Come to Germany, even good, you do Dubai, why? You know, but by the time the person is doing that, warm, So at least 24, you are good to go. Facebook, talk to me. YouTube as well.
Yeah, I have Facebook.
Alright, talk to
me. Yes, sir. Is it okay to this is from me Achede. Is it okay to go into a relationship with a divorcee who has children?
Oh, you see, Mamaya Akurebu says that life is simple, but it can be very complicated. There are simple relationships. I'm single, you are single, we get married straight to go. But there are complex relationships. Some people are not divorcees. Some people, their wives and husbands passed on. They have children. They want to marry again. Those marriages are not easy because it's not just them. It's their accomplices. Their children may still So then, how do you go with that? Especially when you have somebody, you be one in them, and the migraine said, and no tea, now we're over. They will never like you. So, all men, never tea. You let it go. Because those marriages are not easy at all. Let me show you a marriage that is not easy. Let's say that Dede is the pastor, our senior pastor, and I'm not a pastor, and I'm married to her. That marriage is not an easy marriage. It's a complex marriage. Let's say that the woman is a president and married to a man. Chief Justice, Speaker of Parliament, or a woman married to a man, that marriage is not simple. is not easy. It's complex. The chief, the former chief justice shared the story with Full Gospel. And the story was, anytime her husband is coming to pick her from work, when she was chief justice, everybody who sees the chief justice is my lord. He flew back into the office of the good evening. And then when they get to the car, the youth of Mena, the youth in Tanasia, good evening, my husband. This is mutual understanding. Everybody bows to the chief justice, including her husband. But when they get home, she's not chief justice. But it's not easy to understand that kind of marriages. It's not easy. If you are really in a problem, for example, let's say that you are a woman, you have two children. I am a man, I want to marry you, but I don't have children. I love you and I love your children, but my family don't like the idea. It's a complex relationship. It's a complex relationship. If one is like that, then we need to be careful how we go about it. Facebook, last but one.
This is from Doris Ufuri. What do you do if you find out that the man or woman you got married to has diverted from his or her purpose that you saw after marriage?
Your marriage is for better, for worse, for richer and poorer. Three reasons for divorce. Adultery. That's what the Bible says. And no Quran used to say, a bit to me, and then to. But, you know, the virtue where your man so, not me pa, me to me no one to me, me pa, me jahu, and me before with your man. Number two, abusive relationship. When we say abusive relationship, we're talking about verbal and physical abuse. Ubi bu ubi, and all that kind of thing. We will come there and pick out that woman or man. We will not sit there to. We will come in there and pull out that woman from that relationship. Say amen. Yeah. And so, but your vows are for better, for words. In these days, people have all kinds of frivolous and loose reasons for divorce. I am not happy. Who said everybody in marriage is happy? I am not happy. He doesn't satisfy me in bed. Teach him. Teach her. He's a, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute guy. I will teach you how to last. I will teach you how to last. Sister, see me today. So yeah, I will teach you. I mean, this is single. So I'm a graduate teacher. My dear, I graduate. I'm a teacher. My dear. But if you're having sex with a woman who is your wife and the man does not take long to ejaculate, we have a way of doing it. The first thing starts with the mind. Sex is all about the mind, it's a state of the mind. Instead of, you know, trying to put your man down, talking rubbish and all that, lift him up. Say nice things. Not when you are going to, but treat him well, like a king.
Come on.
Psychologically, you shift the man into that kind of mood. You know. And to, during sex, he has all those memories of the things that you have said. We have bare memories. Things like that keeps the man functioning. Number two. The woman's position determines whether ejaculation can be now or last. So we should be able to look at sex positions. Position. Lastly, if a man cannot last in bed, they should be able to know themselves. You are having sex at a particular time, you feel like the whole bag, pull out, take off your. Take off your mind from that particular act. Bring back the picture of Arsenal and Manchester smash. Your mind will shut down from what you are doing. And then it will go to something else, anything you want to picture. And then it will slow the pressure in your blood system. Yeah. And then you can be able to last. This we should teach in church so that the Christian men can be able to learn so that it's not kink. No. It's not kink. The woman is also meant to enjoy the whole process.
Yes, sir.
And you say a gin. And then whilst she is getting around, you are already there. So definitely, if she doesn't enjoy it, she doesn't see why she should do it. And there are many women who have never experienced orgasm before. Never. Charlie, it's an experience. So I'm talking to someone. Last question on Facebook, I'm down.
Hello. Okay, this is from Melissa Adams. So I don't know if she's a pastor or was the question. It says, how will you advise when two men approach you for the same girl in the church?
Two men approach you for the same girl. You pray about it. Because the Spirit of God is not an author of confusion. That's it. The Lord bless you. Before we pray, I will want to use the opportunity to thank all of you.
Sing it for the last time. Wumqua!
And when you nan come when you mean what tear say. Asidani and ni dini and ni so na ya were to dear. Ubiya wawa ha nemkwa e tenifeni mu ya wadi ya fa sedan wosori ya niya ye yesu ubre wina senye wagudate wada urumanka ye ntease enra isi yebi ibi gugua supiti ibi shishimu idima fo yeru ase ekamfu ye pejau ye tau meni yechre Kessi, you catch it. Buy a beer, a brew yaginoso, any monyamon comedy. A bread ya way, you moo, but ya said, a needy and near Niso. A father was some sort of a woman. A we yes, so demo. A dominant. Amen.
All some can see my cheese. Some nibble beer. And some nibble be clap. Give God the glory. Come on. Hallelujah. praise the name of the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.